Sean, congratulations. It's a great 3 points, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is overall. I think, you know, credit to them. They've made a real game of it and they've come here to play, try and affect the game. But I think we contained them and dealt with them very well overall, apart from the last 4 or 5 minutes when they get a breakaway goal. Other than that, we had enough chances. We obviously had the two main chances from some very good play, I must say. I think the first goal comes from them not touching the ball, us passing it all the way through the pitch, and then Andre gets in behind for a penalty. Second goal, a similar thing with a fantastic link play between Vokesy and Andre to get in behind with a sublime finish. And we were pretty much in control. Even when they had the ball, I felt our shape was good. And they were finding it very difficult, I think, to create any what you'd note as real chances. And then, as the Championship does, it throws up a last 5 minutes for you with a breakaway goal from them and an own goal, unfortunately. For Big Duffo, who I thought was excellent again today. And, it makes a game of it. And then they're putting the ball in the box from everywhere. But I thought we defended it out very well in the end. And I think we were worthy winners, if I'm honest, overall.
The pace and power that Andre Gray has for you, he's such a terrific outlet, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's still learning, I think. You know, his natural attributes are there. We like that rawness to him and that energy to him and the power that he's got. And I think he's still adapting to the group, and I think he's still adapting to the players around him and what we want from him. And I think there's great signs of that. But another two goals today and you know, obviously a calmness for the penalty, a great run to get the penalty, and then a calmness to take it, and then a fine finish, the second one. I mean, you know, he's got that edge about him where he's got no fear. You know, if it misses, so what? And I tell him that. I say, I'm not bothered as long as you're in there to score. And he's certainly doing that well. He's getting in there to score.
Obviously, a goal back for Huddersfield late on, but didn't seem to particularly fluster your side. He seemed quite
calm. Well, we've learnt wisely over the last few years, you know, and with all the challenges of last season, you know, we believe in what we do. The team believe in what we do. They're more disappointed and frustrated with that goal than anything. And then, you know, people in the stadium will know, and not everyone listening will know, but we had just hit the bar to go 3-0, by the way. That's the madness of the game. And then they break and suddenly it's 2-1. But no, I was happy with the way the team saw the game out. We were productive again second half with the ball. We opened up enough chances to certainly, well, probably, possibly, whichever way you look at it, score another goal, and then the game would have definitely been dead. But we still had to see it out, and we did that.
You took 7 points from three games last week. If I offer you 7 points, having won today with two to go this week, would you take it now?
Well, I'd be planning on 9, but it's not that simple, this game, you know, and I know that. I'm well aware of it, so we'll see how the next two games come around. But we had to get the first one. We always believe in one game at a time. We never thought about Tuesday. We will do now, of course. Our minds were set on this game and another important game and another important win for us.
Is it just starting to open up a little bit, that top end of the Championship table?
Well, it looks like it on the table. But as people know, I don't really bother too much with the table. I know where we are and that's all I'm bothered about. You know, everyone else can do their own business, but we focus on ours.
And happy anniversary. Can you believe it's 3 years?
I know it's certainly gone quick and probably gone quick in my mind, but long in the world of management or football management, because I think I'm flirting around the top 12, you know, of managers still in place. And, you know, that's an achievement in itself with the stats and the demands of what it is to be a football manager. So I'm pleased with that. But the main work has been done by my staff, the players, you know, different players. I must make it clear, over 3 years, you know, I've had different groups of players and readapted this group to try and challenge this season, which we're doing so far. And of course, the board, but also the fans, after a tough first 6 months for me, you know, they've really taken to me what we are as a team and what we do, and that connection is strong, and, you know, I've enjoyed that as well.
You're a long-serving manager, aren't you, really?
Crazy. That's how this business is. It's crazy, really. But we all know it is, but we still love it. You know, managers, coaches, we all love it. So we, you know, roll with the punches, so to speak.
And I believe you got a nice cake.
Very interesting cake, very high-standard cake. I hope it wasn't from someone local, unless they're very good cake makers, because it had the smell of garage, maybe, you know the garage, and, you know, just grab a cake. But it's all right, I gave the board a bit of stick for that, it's fine.
Did you eat it?
No, but the people from Barnfield Construction were up yesterday, had a chat with their staff, and they ate it with a cup of tea.
And they're okay afterwards?
Yes, they're fine.